Ladies and gentlemen, honorable members of Congress of the Philippines, the President of the Republic of the Philippines, President Rodrigo Roa Duterte.
Kindly sit down. Thank you.
Allow me a little bit of informality at the outset. You would realize that the three guys in the elevated portion of Congress are from Mindanao. So wala na talaga kaming masabi. Senate President Aquilino Pimentel III, members of the Senate, Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez and the members of the House of Representatives, Vice President Maria Leonor Robredo, President Fidel V. Ramos, President Joseph Estrada, President Arroyo, Chief Justice Maria Lourdes Serrano, and the Justices of Justices of the Supreme Court, His Excellency Papa Nuncio, and members of the Diplomatic Corps. We cannot, I have also to greet the Executive Secretary, Salvador Medjaldia, the members of the Cabinet, fellow workers in government, my countrymen. We cannot move forward if we allow the past to pull us back. Finger pointing is not the way. That is why I will not waste precious time dwelling on the sins of the past or blaming those who are perceived to be responsible for the mess that we are in and suffering from, except maybe to extract a lesson or two from its errors. We will not tarry because it is the present that we are concerned with and the future that we should be prepared for. Lest I be misunderstood, let me say clearly that those who betrayed the people's trust shall not go unpunished, and they will have their day in court. And if the evidence warrants, they will have the day of reckoning too. When I decided to seek the presidency of this republic, I knew what the ills of our country were, I knew their causes, and I was briefed on those who caused the causes. I heard the people on the streets complain that justice had become illusory, that equity and fairness and speedy disposition of cases had deteriorated into hollow concepts fit only for muscular dissertations. It was and still is very sad indeed. As a former prosecutor, I know there are always ways of knowing how fast or how slow cases go. What I did was to look into the number of postponements and the time difference between each postponement and the next setting. It was simple as that. I will appreciate deeply if we all in government attend to this urgent need. I was determined then, as I am now determined and better positioned to wage war against those who make a mockery of our laws, including those who make life for us all miserable. I wish to assure everyone, though, that vindictiveness is not in my system just like you and I, all equal treatment and equal protection are what I ask for our people. But we must have the courage to fight for what we believe in, undeterred by the fear of failing or losing. Indeed, courage knows no limits. Cowardice does. At this point, there are concerns few I wish to convey to all, to the end that as I perorate on facts, figures, plans, programs, and solutions, these concerns will not dissipate or get lost along our way. Thus, to our religious bishops, leaders, priests, pastors, preachers, imam, let me assure you that while I am a stickler for the principle of separation between church and state, I believe quite strongly that there should never be a separation between God and state. During my inauguration last 30, 2016, I said that the fight against criminality and illegal drugs and corruption will be relentless and sustained. I reiterate that commitment today, and that is why I call on the Philippine National Police, the barangay chairman, the mayors and governors, and all those occupying seats of power and authority not to lower their guard. There will be no let-up in this campaign. Double your efforts, triple them if need be. We will not stop until the last drug lord, the last financier, and the last pusher have surrendered or put behind bars. Or below the ground, if they so wish. To our police officers and other officials, do your job, and you will have the unwavering support of the Office of the President. I will be with you all the way. Abuse your authority, and there will be a hell to pay. For you will have become worse than criminality itself. I order the National Police Commission to hasten the conduct of investigation and adjudication of administrative cases against police officers involved in criminal activity and illegal activities, and prescribe policies on lifestyle checks for PNP members. In this quest, I will put at stake my honor, my life, and the presidency itself. The DLG is also directed to strictly monitor how LGUs perform their supervision functions over the police. And those found that performing will be sanctioned, including the loss of police deputation from the NAPOLCOM. Let me repeat my warning to all. I repeat to all. Do not do drugs. because you will be the solution to the drug crisis that has engulfed Malawak, the nation. We will create an interagency committee on illegal drugs that will integrate efforts and strengthen the partnerships of all stakeholders. The reservists will be mobilized for information campaign against drug use and dissemination of information regarding drug rehabilitation program being offered by the government. Let us also strengthen our ROTC program to instill love of country and good citizenship. We will also prioritize the rehabilitation of drug users. We will increase the number of residential treatment and rehabilitation facilities in all regions of the country. The Armed Forces of the Philippines will facilitate the preparation for the use of military camps and facilities for drug rehabilitation. There can never be real, tangible, and felt development without making our people feel secure. And it is our duty to uplift the people's welfare. With this, my administration shall be sensitive to the state's obligation to promote and protect, fulfill the human rights of our citizens, especially the poor, the marginalized, and the vulnerable, and social justice will be pursued even as the role of law shall at all times prevail. My administration shall implement the human approach to development and governance as we improve our people's welfare in the areas of health, education, adequate food and housing, environmental preservation, and respect for culture. Human rights must work to uplift human dignity. But human rights cannot be used as a shield or an excuse to destroy the country. Your country, I am my country. Meantime, since our country continues to be confronted with internal security threats aggravated by the existence and activities of the terrorist group Abu Sayyaf, the full force of the AAP will be applied to crush these criminals who operate under the guise of religious fervor. The AAP shall enhance its capability to search and engage these rogue and lawless elements. We have to strengthen our coordination with Indonesia and Malaysia to suppress the kidnapping in the waters of our neighboring countries. We will strengthen our counter-terrorism programs by amending various laws on human terrorism, terrorism financing, and cyber crime. This is our answer to the challenges of the global developments on the non-traditional threats, transnational crimes, and fanatical terrorism. Addressing global warming shall all be our top priority, but upon a fair and equitable equation. It must not stymie our industrialization. We also endeavor to develop and cooperate partnership with nations sharing common interests and concerns with the Philippines, maintain and sustain bilateral and multilateral consultations and dialogues. We will continue to expand operation on human assistance, disaster response, maritime security, and counterterrorism. We shall deepen security dialogues with other nations to build greater understanding and cooperation. With regard to the West Philippine Sea, otherwise known as China Sea. We strongly affirm and respect the outcome of the case before the Permanent Court of Arbitration as an important contribution to the ongoing efforts to pursue a peaceful resolution and management of our disputes. On the aspect of our peace processes relating to our engagement with the international community, the Philippines shall remain committed to work under international and with industrial partners, achieving lasting peace and progress in the country. We will vigorously address the grievances that have been time and again expressed not only by the Bangsamoro, indigenous peoples, and other groups for security, development, fair access to decision making, and acceptance of identities. Enduring peace can only be attained only if we meet these fundamental needs of every man, woman, and child. To our Muslim brothers, the Moro country, and the members of the CPP, NPA, NDF, let me say this. All of us want peace. Not the peace of the dead, but the peace of the living. We express our willingness and readiness to go to the negotiating table. And yet, we load our guns, fix our sights, pull the trigger. It is both ironic and tragic, and it is endless. Well, we extol the bravery and heroism of our soldiers. Kayo, the rebels, do the same for your members and fighters. What I see instead are the widows and the orphans, and I feel their pain and grief, and no amount of cash assistance or the number of medals can compensate the loss of a human life. Sorrow cuts across every stratum of society. It cuts deeply, and the pain lasts forever. That is why I reach out to you, to all of you today, to our Muslim brothers, let us end the centuries of mistrust and warfare. To the CPP, NPA, NDF, let us end these decades of ambuscades and skirmishes. We are going nowhere, and it is getting bloodier by the day. To immediately stop violence on the ground, restore peace in the communities, and provide enabling environment conducive to the resumption of the peace talks, I am now announcing a unilateral ceasefire with the CPP, NPA, NDF, effective immediately, and call on our Filipinos in the National Democratic Front and its forces to respond accordingly. Let me make this appeal to you. If we cannot as yet love one another, then in God's name, let us not hate each other too much. So it was said, I say the same to you today. We will strive to have a permanent and lasting peace before my term ends. That is my goal. That is my dream. On the macroeconomic management, my administration will continue and maintain current macroeconomic policies and even do better. We will achieve this through prudent fiscal and monetary policies that can help translate high growth into more and better job creation and poverty reduction. By the end of my term, I hope and pray to hand over an economy that is much stronger, characterized by solid growth, low and stable inflation, dollar reserves, and robust fiscal position. On taxation, my administration will pursue tax reforms towards a simpler and more equitable and more efficient tax system that can foster investment and job creation. We will lower personal and corporate income tax rate. And relax the bank secrecy law. Na presidente ako eh. Ayaw ko sana makialam dito sa mga to. Well, anyway, may I continue? At the household level, there must be sufficient income for all Filipinos to meet the basic food and non-food needs for their families. We shall continue to track investments that will generate thousands of jobs each year, jobs that are suitable for the poor and less skilled members of the workforce. Reforms to ensure competitiveness and promote ease of doing business will be mandatory. In reacting to these needs, the restrictions on the economy will be needed to make more investments to come and to develop labor-intensive industries such as manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism shall be pursued. We must also invest in human capital and ensure equal access to economic opportunities. The implementation of the Responsible Parenthood and Reproductive Health Law must be put into full force and effect. So that couples, especially the poor, will have freedom of informed choice on the number and spacing of children they can adequately care and provide for, eventually making them more productive members of the labor force. When employment is not an option, for instance, in extremely rural neighborhoods, entrepreneurship will be advocated. We shall also enhance local business environment by addressing bottlenecks in business registration and processing, in streamlining investment applications and process and integration the services of various government offices. Government financial institutions shall come up with out-of-the-box financing packages to capacitate or small and medium entrepreneurs. In the field of tourism, we shall construct more access roads and tourism gateways to service centers and tourist sites. Road development projects shall complement with our trust to modern agricultural infrastructure and spending improving the construction and rehabilitation of roads and the irrigation, and establishing modern harvest and post-harvest facilities to minimize losses. We shall also conduct a nationwide soil analysis to determine areas most suitable for rice farming to optimize production with the use of effective soil rehabilitation and fertilization. We shall strictly enforce fisheries laws, particularly on illegal fishing, and promote aquaculture along riverbanks and in backyards. On the other hand, we will accelerate infrastructure spending, improving national roads and bridges, and implementing the Mindanao Logistics Infrastructure Network and other road network master plans. We shall pursue inter-island linkage projects. We shall be implementing structural mitigation to measure the address of the perennial flooding in Metro Manila. At neighboring areas, we shall put up new pumping stations in strategic places. The revival of the operation of the Pasig River Ferry Service System is a viable option for the severe traffic congestion in Metro Manila. It serves as an alternative mode of transportation for passengers, particularly those coming from the east side of Metro, to reach specific destinations within the cities of Manila, Mandaluyong, Pasig, Taguig, Marikina, and Quezon City. Our anti-colorum campaign and out-of-line apprehension, including the removal of terminals, will be intensified, and my God, it will be done. Immediately, to address lack of road infrastructure in Metro Manila, usage of existing roads will be maximized. Thus, there is a need to cooperate and coordinate with LGUs to map out secondary routes and to consult various stakeholders, including the public transport operators. Many in government opine realistically that I would have to agree that the worsening traffic situation could be logically addressed if Congress would also accord emergency powers to the LGUs concerned. Ayaw mo. Okay lang rin. Pero nakita namin, kung gusto ninyong madalian, alam naman talaga ninyo, sagad na lahat. Sagad na. Nasa inyo yan. If you give it, fine. If you don't, we take the longer route. Slowly. And tanggapin ko yung pagmumura ninyo. Huwag lang sa malapit. Eh, ganun talaga eh. You've done it. It's an urgent and immediate situation. Solution. Gusto ninyo? Madali. Okay. Pag ayaw naman ninyo, because baka sabihin nyo, ang corruption naman, hindi okay rin. By assure you. Wala ito sa script. I assure you, this will be a clean government. If that is the only worry that you have, and I can understand your misgivings, wala na ito sa haba. Wala na ito sa script. You know, ako baka garantiya ako. 101% it will be clean. Problem is, I can only act through agencies and departments. That's why I urge you na basking kunting mali lang, wala akong ano sa inyo. Wala na akong politika, wala na lang. I'm through after this. I just passed on to you the information that, you know, I act through secretaries and everything. I cannot guarantee their honesty and competence at all times. Cabinet members, yes. Pero yung sa baba, yung procurement, yung magbibidding dyan. But as far as I can really, it malinis talaga to. At napag-usapan namin sa likod about the federal system. You know, my advice to you is, maintain a federal system, a parliament, but be sure to have a president. Wag, hindi na ako niyan. I'm disqualified, and by that time, I would no longer be here. But I can commit today to the Republic of the Philippines and its people. If you hurry up the federal system of government, and you can submit it to the Filipino people by the fourth, fifth year, kasi proseso yan. You call for a referendum, and after that, call for a presidential election. I will go. Sibat na ako. But you must have a president. You copy the France system. Huwag mo hiyaan yung puro na parliament, delikado. It takes time even for the yung kagaya ng England on. There was this bomb on the double deck. Took them time, really. Because there's no one apparatus for a commander-in-chief down. You can have a president. You can elect. Maybe Tito Soto would be the lucky guy at the time. O de, limitahan mo lang. Ceremonial powers, power to dissolve, power to accept the resolution or whatever. Mandating you this, do that. Or ceremonial powers, except yung in times of need, if there's a demand for action, you must have a president. Wala na ako niyan. I said, if you can give me that document, I will urge you to conduct, order 12 for an election the following day, following week. And even if there's still 2 years, 3 years, I will go. Okay na ako. Do not worry about me. I am into that much ambition. Eh, nanalo ko. Hindi ko alam bakit nandito ngayon. Noon, nandoon lang ako. Totoo man. Eh, sino man nagsuporta sa inyo sa akin dito? Wala man. Not a single congressman, except for two provinces, governor. Yun lang. Wala akong barangay captain. Wala lahat. Pero ngayon, processing time in issuing permits and licenses shall be reduced to the barest minimum. In my city, it is always 3 days for local governments. That will bind the office of the president down to the last barangay level. 3 days. 3 days. Local government. Business permit, clearances, literally. No follow-ups. Bigyan mo ng stub. Be back next week. Tignan mo yung workload. And I will require every department, yung dito sa atas. They must have a logbook. Wag sa computer kay itong ganito na na-erase yan. Laya mong date, time, I accept the documents of Rodrigo Duterte. Then you go to your computer. You must have an actuarial projection there. Look at the workload. Napaka-bubo man naman, kinima. Oh, ilan ang workload ninyo? Tapos, bumalik ka dito August 3. 3 o'clock. Yan, 3 o'clock. Bigay mo. Ibigay mo. Ngayon, I will be establishing 8888. Only for dedicated to corruption. Pag may marinig ako sa executive department, even a whisper, hiwalay-hiwalay na tayo. Marami dyan sa gallery, marami dyan. Walang trabaho, nag-a-apply hanggang ngayon. Hindi naman lahat kasi mayayaman yan. Eh. Mga asawa ninyo ata yan. while the issuance and distribution of motor vehicle plates at point of sale or through motor vehicle dealers shall be considered. Wag na sa LTO kay hanggang ngayon, panahon pa ni Hesukristo yung first plate nila, hanggang ngayon wala. Bayad na yun until now, sa awa ng Diyos. For the driver licenses, its effectiveness will be extended from the current 3-year period to 5 years. To reduce queuing time at ticketing stations, tickets sa mga train will be made readily available and easily accessible to the riding public kung bilihin mo yan sa malls, stalls, and stores. Ipinagbibili mo yung sa... Diyan mo na ibigay. Accredited. Huwag doon banda sa rekto kasi sigurado pikihin yan mga ulo. May I address again to the Philippines. Ako po'y nagdudoble ang pagod para sa inyo, para sa kapakanan ng bayan. Seryoso po ako. Kayong mga ganon, tikit-tikit at magkaroon ng gulo, huwag ho ninyong gawain yan. Ito na yung warning ko. Yun na yun, last. Wala nang iba. Hindi ko na gagawin. Huwag ninyong sirain yung mga bagay-bagay na ginagawa namin para sa kapakanan ng tao. Mabuti ang mag-intindihan tayo ngayon. Maya yung buntay kayo, kaibigan ko mag tarag. Kaya wag ninyong gawin. Simple lang yan eh. Para walang away sa gobyerno, yung mga bagay na illegal at masama at hindi tama, wag mong gawin. At hindi kami mag-aaway dito. Pati yung pare na, pati si Pope, tinamaan. Okay, let us be clear with each other. I am for the comfort and the welfare of the Filipino. Kayo namang hindi pa bungog dyan, hindi pa pumasok yung mga droga. Kung ayaw ninyong mamatay, ayaw ninyong masaktan, huwag kayong umasa dyan sa mga pare pati human rights, hindi nakakapigil yan ng kamatayan. So huwag ninyong gawin, eh, tapos nandiyan ka, nakabulagtad, and you are portrayed in a broad seat na parang Mother Mary cradling the dead cadaver of Jesus Christ. Ayan yung mga yan eh. Magdadramahan tayo dito. Dito ang nakatingin kasi dito yung public eh. Alam mo, ilang beses ko na sinasabi. Sa Davao, huwag mong gawin. Kasi magkakaproblema tayo. He who is the cause of the cause is the cause of them all. Ikaw yung nag-umpisa, you swallow. Ulitin ko, he who is the cause of the cause is the cause of them all. Kami nagtatrabaho lang. We have a nation to guard. We have billions of people to see that they are healthy. It's a question of drugs, it's a question of public interest, public order. Kita mo, lesser crime. Wala na kasi magnanakaw. Wala na nag-hold up. Kasi pare yan. At itatapos sa bila, eh, maliliit lang yan. Yay, gamitin mo utak mo. If you're able to contaminate, gaya ng negosyo ng mga Chinese, wholesale yan sila. Kasi kunti-kunti, pong the whole of Tondo contaminated, pera yan. I'm not saying it's Chinese. The practice of itong wholesale retail. They go for wholesale. Maski na kumita lang ng isang piso dyan sa isang kaso, okay na yan. Kasi paramihan eh. Yan ang ibig kong sabihin. Now, I hope the military and the police will not react on this. It's part of the deep intelligence that we have regathered. I'm forced to come in public kasi pati yung mga pare nag-aano. Alam mo, kayong mga media, naghanap kayo ng where's the big fish? Saan yung bilyonaryo na mayaman? Yung may kotse, may mga Mercedes, may... Ma'am, nandoon yan sila sa labas. Wala dito. Magdala ka ng isang batalyon na pulis para hulihin natin doon. Kung kaya natin. Didirect the traffic of drugs sa kanila. Meron silang ganito. Malaki. Real time, nakikinig sila ngayon dito. I am very 101% nakikinig sila. Nandun, doon lang, isusuri nila sa tundo. Oh, itapon mo dyan. Tapos umalis ka, kunin mo doon, sintidahan yung bag o package. Masabi mo nakikita ng media na kayo lang nagbabrand niya na drug lord. Those are not the drug lords. You, mga lieutenant, delivery boy yan. Kumbaga LBC lang yan, pati DHL, federal. Pati yung tawag nilang basura, yun yung street. Ano. Huwag kayong maghanap. Gusto niyo, sabihin ko sa inyo, puntahan natin. I'll give you the names. I'll show you the intelligence dito. Pero give me the guarantee na may magawain ka. Just I'll give you the name, I'll give you the country. Kung wala ka rin gagawa, mag-shut up ka. Kaya hindi lang kami na, do not get too personal about our work here. I'm saying that dito, balik na tayo kasi yung hindi nakakaintindi ng Tagalog, ano na yung nila. So, Tagal naman itong passenger capacity congestion shall be addressed by increasing the number of running trains from the current 16 trains with a total of 48 cars per hour to 20 trains with a total of 60 car per hour. Now, you increase the train speed from 40 to 60. Ang problema nito, yung mga railway na, hindi na ito kasali dyan, huwag mo maniwala dito. Two-thirds of this are mine, the other third is, correct yung grammar ko, yung ano lang nila. 60 kilometer per hour. Problema nito, and you must agree with me, that the rails are quite aged. Most of the rails, maybe, doon pa yan sa panahon ni Marcos, Imelda. Mantiyap pa. Ha? Ngayon, sabi ni Tugadi, kaya pagbigay sa akin, sabi ko, 40 to 60 kilometers per hour. May ko, Art, sigurado ka makahold ang rail niyan? Baka maputol yan, magdiretso yung train sa Cavite. To diretso sa Cavite, maglipad. Doon kay Tolentinong. Oh, bakit may train dito sa Tagaytay? It's quite fast. Quite fast, 60 kilometers per hour. And you're pulling something that's heavy. When it really moves, mawala ng ano, it moves with the speed. At a heavy thing, at a great speed, mahirap mong sumasadsad kasi mabigat eh. And reduce headway time from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. Mahina lang tayo ng plano ni Tugati, mahina lang tayo ng 1 minute sa Hong Kong. 2 minutes, kanya 3 minutes. Eh. Art, ambisyoso ka. Kaya mo kayo ito. Specifically for the LRT, the operating hours shall be extended from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. So marami pa ang mga bata ang uwi niya. And to absorb more passengers, delays in the procurement of additional trains shall be addressed soonest. Now, yan ang sinasabi ko. If you want the long way, fine. Wala akong problema. Sabihin ninyo na doon ang we go the normal way. If you are able to make purchases, I am Ang maganda nito, I have signed the executive order sa aming FUI. Naunahan ko kayo. Yung inyo na, nandoon na sa akin. Tapos na ako. Ilabas ko na, it will be out today. Alam mo, sabi ko, unahan ko dating Kongreso, puro mayayabang yung buong dyan. We grab the, it's a, there's a, stealing one's thunder. Kaya nga, unahan na natin. So, we shall also pursue rail projects in Metro Manila at the major key points and the country, including the Mindanao rail project. Hindi ako nagyayabang, pero totoo talaga to. Wherein the, depende sa federal, but 6 years, lalabas talaga ito, I assure you, because it's going to materialize. Rail projects, Davao Transit System, the Cebu Transit System, the North and South Luzon Railways, and the Panay Railways Project. Tama. Panay! Eh, tagasaan si ano? Di, Panay. Panay ang bigay natin para... Ibigay naman eh, Senator Delon, binakbait ka dito. Malagyan daw yung anong... yung island mo ng train, may tawa pa, binabakbait ka dito. Sumbong man yan. Tingnan mo yan. Different approaches are also being considered to the congest NAYA, including the possible transfer of general aviation. Ngayon, hindi, ang style ko kasi, ganito, hindi naman ako, I'm not steep into formalities. Itong Trans of General Aviation, alam mo kung sino tiyatamaan yan? Kayong mayayaman. Kayong may mga helicopter pati aeroplano. Ilipat ko kayo. Alam mo yung General Aviation, yung mga Learjets, mga yung, sa mga ano kumpanya. Ilagay ko kayo sa Batanes para wala masyadong air traffic. No. I'm offering Sangli Point. Kasi kailangan ko isang runway. I can make a new runway there, sabi ng mga aviation experts. But tumbok niyan is the Merville Subdivision. Maka isa pa akong runway dito sa Metro Manila. But if not, then it's going to be Clark. But on a condition that we would have a fast rail. Sabi ko kaya, it will be something like 13. 1 hour of travel, sabi ko ito, God, is not acceptable. Make a rail there, bago. Marami nang kape. It's the vow of the day is the bullet train. Ilagay mo yan sa Pilipino na driver, sotoy talaga kayo doon. Maglampas kayo. The Clark Airport can be utilized to shift some operations of our domestic and international airlines. Moreover, a one-stop shop will be established within the civil aviation complex for the benefit of the overseas Filipinos. Ito, mangyari na ito. To utilize the Clark Airport, it is necessary to establish yung mga, well, you have a rail to connect. Tapos na yan, itaas mo na kayo, gitagalog ko na. In the area of environment, the military is directed to intensify its makinig kayo kasi gitawa dyan, support role against illegal logging, illegal mining. Diyan po naman si Gina Lopez. And other destructive practices that aggravate the devastation of our natural resources. I have to protect the country. Many are complaining against the appointment of Gina Lopez. But si Gina, pati ako, we share the same paradigm. The interest of the country must come first. But hindi ko naman sinasabi, there is a law allowing mining. Gina Lopez and I are just telling you, follow government standards. Do not destroy the environment. Follow it to a T. Wala tayong problema. Just pay the correct taxes, follow the standards. Gina Lopez is just doing her job. You know, she is really a crusader. So, yan ang, that is how I would describe her persona. Crusader. Kaya, sabi ko, tama yan. Kaya, bakit? Nandiyan ba si ma'am Gina Lopez? Secretary Lopez? Ganito yan. Pumunta siya sa Davao. Gabi na mga 1 o'clock because on the early days of my hindi pa ako nag-out. Marami na nagpuntahan. Ito, felicitations, congratulations. Si ma'am pumunta twice. Every time, she shows me the degradation of ito na. Tapos, dalawang oras naman, mukhang hindi na matapos, sabi ko, ma'am. Ma'am, do not be offended. Totoo man. Huwag kang magalit kay, it's the truth. So, mag-aalas stress na, Yurudy, this man, tapos, extemporaneous na, para rin congressman, ito, ma'am. Kung ma'am, mag-aalas 4, ma'am, ano kaya kung ikaw na lang ang Dina? Bigla rin siya nagsagot ka, totoo ka? Hindi yung, oo. Siya, I'll ask the, I'll consult my family and ask my, nila. Yes. Following day, tawag siya kay my 80 bong. Sinabong, okay na, tinanggap na. Sabi ng pamilya ko, okay na. Sabi ko, ay, bantay kayong lahat. But, I would not be appointing somebody who's alien to my thinking. I would take in somebody who shares my horizons in life. Especially yung degradation ng... Tama yan, she's a crusader. And she will continue. And dito naman lagay is, the DNR is likewise directed to review all permits granted to the mining, logging, and other environmental sensitive activities to ensure compliance with government standards. And if warranted, ito na yung pinakamaganda, amend, suspend, or revoke permits. Go ahead. I'd like to thank God that I had this opportunity, really. I never thought I'd umabot ako dito. I've always had that crank sa isip ko, mahirap itong ano. Kaya itong Laguna Lake, naubos ng mga, wala na ang fisherman, yun na lang the difference between one big fish pen to the other. Yun na lang ang sa mga tao. Makita mo sa plane every time, kaya go to Davao, I pass by that lake there. Every time makita ko, talagang wala nang ano. And the fishermen are complaining about the loss. Talagang wala na sila kasi ang maliit na lugar, yun lang ang kanila. So dito, pinadaan ko lang a diplomatic way that the Laguna Lake shall be transformed into a vibrant economy zone showcasing ecotourism by addressing the negative impact of water shed destruction, land conversion, and pollution. Ito yung nilagay ko. But this is what I'm telling you. The poor fishermen will have priority in its entitlements. Order to Gina is, ayusin mo, ma'am. Huwag mo namang ipitin, but they have to reduce the areas of occupation. They do not, they cannot have an, their cake and eat it. Sila na yung may pera, sila na yung, this must stop. So, mga kabisahan itanong sa kung sinong may ari niyan. Kasimple lang. Mga general, mga mayor, governor, baka congressman. I mean, this is not personal. This is something which I feel that I must do because it is the right thing to do. To have adequate disposal facilities for Metro Manila garbage, the final closure and rehabilitation of the Carmona sanitary landfill shall be pursued, while the adoption of appropriate waste-to-energy facilities will be explored. Marami na. The technology is coming in very fast. In the area of governance, there's a need to strengthen our efforts along this line. Taas mo na. Mataas yung paragraph na yan. Ito. Select the best answer dito. Ang taas nito. Mabubuo ka. To better manage public information, a law should be passed, I'm addressing to Congress, to create the People's Broadcasting Corporation, replacing PTB4, the government-run TV station, which now aims to replicate international government broadcasting networks. Teams from these international news agencies, I'd like to mention that those interested, BBC, are set to visit the country soon to train people from government-run channels to observe, ito ang gusto ko, total pera naman ng tao, to observe editorial independence through innovative programs and intelligence treatment, analysis of reports, as well as the development of national and international significance. The Government's Bureau of Broadcast Services, better known as the Radyo ng Bayan, shall undergo upgrading to make it financially viable and dependable for accurate and independent and enlightening news and commentary. Radyo ng Bayan will be integrated with the PBC. As we are presently setting up a presidential communication satellite office in Davao City, PBC will also put up broadcast hubs in the Visayas and Mindanao. Davao City will also be the first site with the first Muslim channel called As Salam Television and the first Lumad channel. The PCO shall coordinate with the Office of the Executive Secretary and Presidential Legal Counsel in implementing the recently approved EO on the Freedom of Information. This is the executive order that's out. As an example, on the part of our executive branch to make transparency and integrity as yardsticks in governance performance, savings, and expenses, while engaging the public to be vigilant and to participate in governance programs and projects. The PCO, in coordination with the executive secretary, is drafting the administrative order on the task force of presidential task force on media killings. This government does not condone violence and repression of media. The bona fide media, sometimes they pronounce it bona fide, but whatever that thing is, the bona fide media has always been our partner for change. Di medyo klaro yan. Anong gawin mo sa hindi bona fide media? Yan ang problema. To address backlogs and low prosecutorial effectiveness and efficiency, the investigation and case management processes shall be streamlined including those for illegal drugs and heinous crimes, to eradicate the prevalent cultures of fear and silence that have hounded our justice system. I ask Congress, you, to enact the whistleblower protection law, while the present witness protection program shall be strengthened. Hirap maging presidente, maski dito lang. The number of lawyers and support staff and the PAO, that is the Public Assistance Office, regional and districts, shall be increased to provide Indians with more access to counsels. At this stage, I also have directed the DILG to undertake nationwide information and campaign on federalism in partnership with various alliances and with LGOs, civil society, grassroots, and faith-based organizations. Hinto mo na ako dito, itong federalism. Ayaw ko itong tama ako. Alam mo, itong bayan natin, if I may just repeat, I know that you know, in 1521 or 1526, Magellan landed in Leyte. Kumari ko man ito, lamat mo rin. Mindanao was already Islam by 100 years. So, ano ito? It's an imperialism thing. There's a historical injustice committed against the Moro people. We have to correct it. But it is well nigh impossible now. Kaya kayo mga kapatid kong mga Moro, alam naman ninyo, ako ay mixed. Migrant ang tatay ko noon. So, I'm a mixed blood ako. Moro, pati Christian. But, you know, intindihin na lang natin ito, that we cannot return to you all yung nang kuha ng mga Amerikano, Espanyol, pati yung mga Pilipino, mga kapitalista, those who exploited Mindanao with that thing, sloganeering, go to Mindanao because it is a land of promise. With the vast entry of so many people, basically coming from the Visayas, karoon tayo ng... We cannot solve it the way you want it to be. We have to understand each other, then we have to live with each other. But we'll try. Ang sinasabi ko nang babalik ako, dahil ako sa federalism, both Ms. Suarez, Sema, and all, at least the political leaders ng Mindanao, will agree to it. We do not remember that ako yung hindi ko dinidikdik yung masyadong Abu Sayyaf because it is really connected with the first talks between Misuari, the president, subsequently to President Marcos and now. Until now, the only way they said that we can have is yung BBL, ibigay na natin minus the things that you do not want, yung constitutional issues. Tanggalin muna natin. Ibigay ko yung area. Ewan natin, nandiyan na yan eh. So I ask you, pass it minus the constitutional issues that are contentious. Bigay na natin at when the federal system comes, isali mo na sa package together with Ms. Wari. That is the solution for me now. Nothing else. Believe me, nothing else will do. Please sleep on it. Ponder on it, because that's the only way to proceed. On the clamor of our citizens for timely issuance of Philippine passports, the government shall work towards amendment of the 1996 passport law to lengthen the validity of the passports from the current 5 years to 10 years. Total, kayo naman ang magagawa ng batas, you are the ones who will pass the law. Even if you make it good for 30 years, okay ako. Bahala ako. Basta stretch a little bit because 5 years is just really simply on a regular basis. Matagal pa naman itong passport. Mag-apply ako mga 10 days. Alam mo, I'd like to call the attention of Secretary Asai. If you go to Davao, look back doon sa, look at the back, likod ng itong mall, ng malaki mall doon. Sige, pangalanan lang natin, SM. Doon, yung mga tao, nandyan sa pavement, natutulog. For the many times na daan ako na walang ulan, doon yan sila. Because first come, first serve. And the only outlet there, the outlet of your department is yung CSM. So yung mga maawa ko dito sa side sa Cotabato, lahat ng Cotabato doon sa Davao. Karamihan niya kung walang mga bahay. If you're applicant in Davao City, fine. But you know, kung walang mahirap kasi, ano, karamihan dyan mga muro, ano, naghihiga lang dyan sa pavement. Nasasaktan talaga. Masakit. Yung buong gabi, magtayo sila hanggang magbukas yung SM. Kasi first come, first serve. Kasabi ko, well, that is addressing to all of the cabinet members. Make use of the computer. I do not want to see people lining up under the heat of the sun. I do not want people lining up under the rain. Namay mga grado. When I want itong labor, wala na ito sa script. Yung prompter na tutulog na siguro, kapindot-pindot yan. Alam mo, andyan naman yan. Sabi ko, what I want is a journal. When the applicant presents the documents, give him a shopping list. Do not add or get anything away from it. Yun na yan final. And when he complies with that, that is good. Wag mo na siyang pabalikin. Kasi kung magtawag yan ng 888, may God, puntahan ko talaga kayo. Yan ang bisyo ko nung mayor ako. Make in a difference, mayor presidente. Puntahan talaga kita at hiyain kita sa maraming tao. And I would publicly ask you, what the hell happened to the procedure? Pupuntahan ko talaga kayo. Local, barangay, police, military, lahat. Bigyan mo ng shopping list, wag mo nang pabalikin. Because pang magtawang ng 888 yan, tapos makita ko na it's the grievance is valid, bahala ka anong walang panahon, pupuntahan kita sa opisina mo, and I will ask you. Bakit? Bigyan mo ng stub. You have to employ actuarial ability. That's easy. Pero pagtanggap ng tao, I'm addressing myself under me. Journal. Papirmahin mo siya. Lagyan mo doon, tignan mo sa computer. Kung mag-connect ka doon sa actuarial, doon mo kailangan ng bubo dyan eh. Kasi matatapos siguro yan mga next month. Tapos na. Projections lang naman. Umbalik ka dito, August 15, 3 o'clock. Pagdating, bagay mo. Now, if it goes to Malacanang, I'll open it up. For those who have valid reasons to complain about graft and corruption, the gates of Malacañang will be open. Doon ka. Magsumbong ka. At I will be briefed by my military or aid or yung si ano, itong nagbigay ng tubig. Sir, dito marami ka. Ano? Sabihin ko, the reason why I do not go out, I do not accept invitations. Hindi ako nagtumatanggap because every time I traveled around Manila, it causes a huge congestion. Kasi pag itong pag-uwi ko, is the doggy ligo also by projection. Paglabas ni mi presidente, yan, picture taking, ganun. And they start to block the yung roads access to the ganun yan. Every time ang president noon, ganun yan. So paparahin nila yan, sabihin nila, dadaan yan by this time. And in the meantime, sirado yan. Di paglabas ko, kala mo Berdi Santo. Walang sasakyan dyan. ito pala exponentially ang traffic, the tail end of the traffic is somewhere 5 km. And it would take about 2 to 3 hours to normalize. Kahit ako tumatanggap ng, and I hate to travel. Kasi talagang lilinis yan eh. Ito namang, kasi ang taas kasi ng ang turas ng presidente sila. Dulog sa dulo may ambulansya. Hindi na ang turak, parang kurtas ng... Sapo, sabi ko, ito, sabi ko, dalawa, tatlo, tama, nasa gitna lang ako. Pero ang totoo, mag-taxi lang ako dito sa likod. Sunod lang ako. takot ba sila? Ano man magkuha mo kung patayin mo ako? What for? Ano, may ambulansya ako. Dagdagan mo na punerarya. I have also ordered DFA to streamline documentary requirements and passport applications and open additional consular offices in strategic places to decongest Metro Manila sites and avoid queues that have caused hardships and suffering those passport applicants. I have also ordered the newly created DICT, Information and Communication Technology, to develop a national broadband plan to accelerate the deployment of fiber optics, cables, and wireless technologies to improve internet speed. Ito, para ito sa, alam ko, mahal kong mga kababayan, maligayahan kayo nito. Pagpaano mo lang yung Tagalog ko kasi, kayo, hindi kayo marunong magbisaya, di? Wi-Fi access shall be provided at no charge in selected public places, including parks, plazas, public libraries, schools, government hospitals, train stations, airports, and seaports. Aba? Happy lahat. All government agencies are instructed to enable their clients to submit applications for coordination, other agencies combined. Taas mo, wala na yan. Ayaw na magsalita. In the national portal, yes, because it's our parang website. Ito, we shall intensify, mainit talaga ako dito. I place it in parity with drugs. We shall intensify our war against human traffickers and illegal recruiters that prey on our migrants. To help ensure that the hard-earned money of the Filipinos overseas are put into productive use, a mandatory financial education for all migrants and their communities will be pursued with intensive courage and entrepreneurship among them. I may now also ask on Congress to consider drawing up bills, consolidating and merging agencies and offices having to do the overseas Filipino to have a department that shall focus on and quickly respond to the problems and concerns. Kailangan mo ng isa. And I have asked, I don't know, Secretary Bello is here, Bebot. Wala. Absinero talaga yan? Kasi cabinet of Sinero yan. Gusto ko, he will rent, he will lease some buildings there near sa, for overseas only. At lagyan ko na, i-direct all, BIR, lahat na, BIR, lahat sa something to do with the clearances of the police in one building, may booth lang. I said, my God, make use of the computer. So doon lang siya mag-ikot sa isang building. Ang Pilipino. Di na siya magpunta doon sa statistics. Di na siya punta doon sa ano. Diyan sa office niya. Gamitin ninyo ang computer and you can get the results right after. Why do he has to travel to Malate, then he has come with the traffic? He can only accomplish one document at one time. In BI classes, doon na ninyo bigay. Lahat na doon na. At kung dapat, may awa ako sa bilyo, pakainin niyo yung mga tao doon. Lalo na sa probinsya. Pagtingin ninyo taga-probinsya, finish it right away. Make use of the computer. O pag hindi niyo ginamit, tapo na lang ninyo. Throw away your computers and I understand that. It would take you years to do it. Do the computers. Taas mo na yan, learner. Ito, to help avoid squatter-like conditions in relocation site, we urge utilities like Meralco and electric cooperatives exercise their social corporate responsibility by making direct connections to relocation sites and depressed areas. Alam mo kung bakit? Hindi na nilagyan nila dyan eh. That's why I had to talk to you ganito. Bakit? It's because walang kurente pagka mahirap ka. You do not own the land. The city engineer would not. That is my experience 23 years as mayor. Hindi yan magbigay ng direct connection. Kasi hindi ako mayari ng lupa. But that squatter there has been there for 20 years. So mag-connect-connect sila. Pagka-connect-connect nila, ang gamitin nila yung wire na yung pinakamura. So it overheats because connect-connect na lang sila kung sino yung minsan magnakaw. You know, we will have to make the adjustments. It is not for these people to make the corrections because they are not in a position to do it. We have to adjust to the needs of our people. Total yan namang yung squatter na yan. As long as I sit there as president, there will be no demolitions without relocations. Dito talaga ba pa yan? Hindi naman aso yan na just like in Davao. I'd like to make a dialogue with a businessman. Sir, how much are you investing in this land you have bought with this quarter? So I bought it at about 60 million? Dagdagan mo ng 20 million. So, ako na ang bahala. Sabihin ko doon sa mga tao, bili tayo ng relocation site or I will provide, government will expropriate, I will make use of the expropriation powers. Okay, ako ganun sa Davao eh. I have 20 hectares there. I will expropriate some land there. Yung malapit lang. Then sabihin ko, this 20 million will help your journey to a new land. And I will urge everybody, na yung mga bagong mga factories, doon sila magtayo. Magtiis-tiis lang muna kayo. In the meantime, you have to mitigate the hardships of these people. That's the only way to do it. Pero yung sabi, demolition, walang materahan ng tao. Total, you sat on your rights for many years. Eh, bakit mo ngayon pipilitin mo ako magka-problema ng ganun? Eh, may iba kasi, hinahayaan nila for 10, 20 years, they do nothing. Ano, di tayo comes na pagbili lang nila, eh, tayo ngayon disturbuhin. O di gumastos ka, para mas madali. Just add a little bit more. And there will be at least peace. Pag hindi, wala yan. Ito nga, itong energy emissions, wala man akong problema dyan. But do not tell me na if you, basado ka, tapos sabihin mo sa akin na medyo hanggang lang dyan kayo kasi kami hanggang dito lang kami. Ano? Kayo umabot dyan, you are now in the apex of your industrial might. But along the way, you were the first America, China, Europe. Kayo bumabog ka. Until now, we contribute only something 0.0. So if you put so much restrictions doon sa treaty na yan, the treaty which we are trying to, it's still here in the Senate. Let us be very clear on this. We need to industrialize. We need the power. And therefore, the emissions would also be considered. I just can say if I establish 5 economic zones here, and you start to say that you're spewing so much carbon footprints, Mahirap yun. I mean, it's hard. I cannot just agree on anything that will delay. I'm only good for 6 years. Intend to do something during my term. Now, I'm sure that the heavy machineries would come in, and even the power. Cheapest is coal. So ito naman, locally, you get in trouble with Gina. So we'll just talk sa cabinet na lang. Si Gina naman is a very fine lady. Huwag ka na magsimangot sa harapan yan. Bigyan ka niya permit, baski lima. Magsimangot ka zero. All that she is to do is just be gracious to her. That's all. It's a matter of talking and explaining to them. But if it is you're using the state-of-the-art technology, and I've seen it several times in the other power plants in this country, if it is really a good one, then we will consider, I said, because we need the energy to power our industrialization. To strengthen delivery of social services, the government will intensify its protection programs so it can use its resources and expertise to make a dent in the country's poverty levels. What we want is genuinely to reduce the vulnerabilities of our people, build resiliency, and empower individuals and families and communities. The beneficiaries of poor peace shall be made to become independent and self-reliant after they have graduated from the program. But as it is, we aim to present them with other forms of assistance so that they can stand on their own 2 feet. But now, I have decided to direct the DSWD to provide the rice subsidies to the poorest of the families, at least para makakain lang. Every month. We are planning to increase spending on basic education and incorporate mandatory education about the evils of drugs. We will also intensify and expand alternative learning system programs. The government will also provide universal health insurance for all Filipinos. Benefits. Sali na lang natin sa PhilHealth. The professional competence and operational capabilities of government hospitals and health facilities will be strengthened. Consistent with our international obligations in keeping with national mandates, this administration vows to protect women's rights and human rights abuses against our women because it is unacceptable to me. Bugbog ka ng babae. As I order all agencies and oversight bodies and local government units down to the barangay level to fully implement the Magna Carta for women. By doing so, we will ensure that man and woman will be partners in the pursuit of country's economic, social, and cultural and political developments. To our Lumad brothers, and they are here outside, maybe outside. Now, I mean, they're outside, I'm sure. I told the secret, just to let them come, they want. Kanila man to. To our brothers, I have this to say. The government has issued you the ancestral certificates to win. Title, covering vast tracts of land, especially in the island of Mindanao. You have the Indigenous Peoples' Rights Act and the National Commission of Indigenous Peoples to protect you and to assist you. Government has given you the tool, the legal tool to improve yourself financially, economically, and socially. Make use of your ancestral domain. Do not let it remain idle. Well, the government is always ready to help you. You must first help yourself. We can do it within constitutional and legal means. After being devastated by natural and man-made calamities these past few years, we are still to recover emotionally from the loss of our loved ones and materially from the loss of our homes and our income sources. There are many among us whose emotional wounds are still fresh and painful to the touch. We cannot erase the images of death and destruction from our minds. We cannot wash away the stains of rotting flesh from our noses, and there are many of us who are still waiting for the help that was promised. The enormity of the problem of drug addiction has been made manifest by the number of surrenderies which grows by the hundred each day that passes. Since July 1, we have already made 3,600 related drug arrests. 120 drug dependents have already surrendered, and 70,000 of them are pushers. You think this is just a to take the entire resources of this government to fight this war. I have nothing but the interest of my country. But in its wake, because the Padilla says that it was about, that was a statement made by the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency. 2 years ago, Padilla came out with a statement that there are 3 million drug addicts in this country. That was 2 or 3 years ago. How do you think would be the number incrementally if we count now? Give it a liberal addition, maybe, like only 7,000. So 3,700,000. The number is quite staggering and scary. The drug lords that you desperately want to strangle are not here. Wala mga bilyonaryo dito. The ones that you catch running after are just the lieutenants. They do it by technology. They're cooking it in the international waters. Tinatapo nila yung bulto by the drums. Dikita nila ng GPS. So makikita ka. We are hard put sa intelligence because they've invented this direct satellite. Hindi na magdadaan niya ng... All you have to do is to triangulate where the pag-ikot niya. And there are so many, and they're in codes. If we do not help from our friends here in Asia and America and Europe, this sheer number and problem, believe me, will drown us as a republic. Kayo, tingnan niyo po. How can I solve the problem now by arresting? Hinahanap ko, tagal na akong presidente. Gusto kong patayin. Ang problema, pupunta pa ako doon, then I'll ask the permission from this country that I will go on because I have to slaughter these idiots for destroying my country. Ganun yun eh. Hindi lang kasi naintindihan, ayaw pa naman bitawan kasi ayaw naman kasi ng military pati police. But you know, I said, I'll be talking in front of the Republic to its representatives, to the people. So I have to tell you, how do we solve this problem? Tell me. Ako naman okay lang eh. Make it public, fine. Make it confidential. If you go to me or go to your house, okay. But that is really the enormity of the problem. It's so enormous that you are intimidated even just to make a move. Because you know you cannot stop it anyway. Mabunggo mo isa ditong hinulog sa dagat, eh marami naman nagluluto doon. It's a free-for-all enterprise for the criminals at this time.
Kung ako, if I had just the plane, I couldn't type. Sabi ko sa military, pag nakita ninyo, pasabugin mo na. Baski nag-surrender dyan ng may white, white flag. Panggira lang yan, hindi yung pang-criminal. Pasabugin mo. Show no mercy to them because they're not doing any mercy to us anyway. But bakit ako mag... Yan ang problema. But we should not despair. Like someone wrote, it is when the night is darkness that dawn breaks. We are imbued with resiliency that has been tested and proven. More difficult times as in the past. We have a bond to act together. We have to help each other. For then and only then can we truly prevail. And this is the Filipino, disciplined, informed, involved, shall rise from the rubbles of sorrow and pain, so that all the mirrors in the world will reflect the face of a passion that will change this land. Daghang salamat.